Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Father's Day is on the way. And, you know, we look at our society and what's happening in the world today with our young men. And what we recognize is that a lot of young men have not been fathered, no father in the home, or if he was there, he was still absent. In other words, there are some really great, phenomenal fathers. I know many of them, and I have a lot of them in my life. But, you know, I kind of grew up without a father as well. I had in pockets, I had fathers in my life, but I didn't have that stability of the father in the home as well. And my kids did not. My kids did not. How you doing? Dr. Joyce Morley joins us this morning, psychotherapist and relationship expert, author of the new book, Mama Said.
Yes. How are you, Tawanda?
I'm wonderful.
And happy Father's Day to the fathers.
Yes.
And you're right. We have some phenomenal fathers.
We do.
Most certainly. I hope our men will listen with an intent ear.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I got a call during the Mother's Day show and from a gentleman who said, no, y'all got it wrong. So by the time we talked, he and I were talking about collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do have some phenomenal men, and we have some phenomenal fathers. And when women say that, you know, I can't find a good man. There are a lot of good men.
Oh, my gosh, so many.
Good is relative. So
yeah.
How do you define good?
Right.
That's the major thing.
What's your good and what's my good?
Right. You know, and most certainly, if you allow God to do it, God will place that right man,
mm-hmm.
that's what I say, that right man in your life, and he'll be able to find you and do what needs to be done. But the other thing is looking at the fact that you're right. My father died when I was 10. I found my father dead.
Mm.
And I really believe that it had a profound impact, one of the reasons I went into the field that I'm in.
Right.
And when we began to look at, I believe that most certainly had he been there, there were 14 children.
Mm.
I'm number 14. But I had, you know, Uncle Leroy who was there and other people that in the community, the church was a staple of everything that was going on. And most of our young men and young women, but especially our young men, don't have that father figure. They don't have someone that they can call dad. And you're right, many times they're there. And especially I found that men who are step-parenting that woman's children.
Yeah.
So many of our men want that woman, but they don't want the total package.
They sure don't.
Okay, and so when they get with these children, they want to be absent to the children,
mm-hmm.
and present with the mother. And but you can't just love a piece of a person. You've got to love everything that comes with
right.
her. And they want to respect from the children and respect the woman, and sometimes not even respect her, but they don't want those children to be able to see them the way
mm-hmm.
that they should be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be in that household and you're in a blended family, our men have got to learn that those kids are looking for somebody too. Yeah, and they may say all kind of mean things. You ain't my daddy. I don't want you to be my daddy.
Yep.
Guess what? For the time that you're here and I'm feeding you, I might not be the biological one. I'm going to be that one.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a woman married to a man and those children are calling him Mr. So-and-so and stuff like that, there's got to be a term of endearment.
Right.
There's got to be some emotional, spiritual,
mm-hmm.
psychological connection. Touch that child and show that child that you might not have been born of me, but you were born to me and God had this plan set up.
Are we finding that the absence of fathers affect boys more than girls?
I believe it affects them. Girls can mostly bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, when it comes to girls, what you'll find is that they will make the wrong decisions in choosing men or the men that choose them because
Amen.
They're so busy seeking that,
yes,
that father figure.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And so oftentimes, and then sometimes you have girls who have a great father, and she's looking for that same, to replicate him in that man,
mm-hmm.
and then she winds up stumbling about. But if that girl has that dad, that father there who's leading and guiding her, treating her like she should be as the queen and the, you know, the little princess she is until the queen she becomes, then she will go out there not, you know, looking for somebody to wind up anybody who turns out to be nobody.
Mm-hmm.
She will make the right decisions. If she has a dad that is not there emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually connected and giving role model, and being a role model and those sorts of things and treating a mama bad, she's 9 times out of 10 going to have that same kind of man.
Wow.
The boys, you'll find them a little more psychologically and emotionally bankrupt
mm.
because of the fact that there are many things that's going on. They have the lack of a positive role model, someone who's teaching them how to be a man. And so it's very difficult for a woman. She can rear that child, and we have some strong single parents out here. You know, we've all sometimes been married and still were single.
That's the truth.
So it doesn't mean that because you're alone that you're the only single ones. There are a lot of women who are in the household, and that man is doing his thing, and they're still single parents.
Mm-hmm.
But that boy really, really needs that guidance from that man. That man can discipline him a lot better. That deep bass voice says something to him.
That's right.
Well, mom, a lot of times, will coddle her sons, and she want to take care of him. Or she's still trying to find that man that she lost in the man that was her intimate partner.
Mm.
And so she, you know, begins to put that on to and project that onto the son.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds himself trying to be little man, quote unquote.
Right.
And he's a boy, and he doesn't have an opportunity. He's trying to take the place of, and we should never put our son.
That's right.
In that predicament.
He is not your husband.
He's not your husband.
Mm-mm.
And so you've got to teach him and train him the same the way you do a girl. But I find that our boys, all we have to do is look at the statistics and look at, you know, how many of our boys are being shot down, how many of our boys are carrying guns,
mm-hmm.
and the crime rate, especially in the African-American community. And, you know, 70% of the African-American households are headed by women. And if we just had the men, you know, we make these babies, we need to be able to take care of the babies and do what needs to be done. And it's hard. It's hard, men, trying to be in five houses of three or four.
Mm.
And many times these children don't even know that they belong to the same man.
Wow. Wow.
And so they're so busy searching for that piece that tells them, here's how a man's supposed to be. We
mm-hmm.
need our men. We need strong fathers. So when they come into the therapy room with that woman and she's looking at him and I expected this and she has her arms folded, she's sitting at one end of the couch, and my question to her is usually, who taught him?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to see six of my foster kids this last week. And five of them have jobs. They're doing well. Well, four of them. And then one just graduated. I went to graduation. So there's one that I really thought, because he was driven, you know, he had some issues because he had been molested and some other things when he was young. But I just really thought this one was going to be the successful one. And he is the one that's smoking weed, doing nothing, telling me he's got two babies on the way and no job.
Wow.
So, you know, I had a good talking to with him.
Surely, surely.
Yeah.
See, you know, when there is no father for our boys
mm-hmm.
in the house or around or strong male presence and role model, you know, what happens is, Twanda, is you have them without a teacher in the
yeah.
home who looks like them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
not only are you there to discipline and provide a direction and to be able to provide affection. See, that's the other thing. Most
yeah.
of these boys are not getting. They're getting it from mom. It's a totally different way. But
mm-hmm.
the affection from a dad, a strong, positive male role model, they have a teacher in that house, someone who looks like them that they can look up to.
Right.
And the other thing is it puts mothers into a predicament of being a single parent struggling. And when she struggles, then that boy begins to wonder, because when she has to wonder how I'm going to buy shoes, how I'm
mm-hmm.
going to buy this, how I'm going to buy that,
mm-hmm.
then he begins to find that other family, that outside family, which we call a gang.
Mm.
And so when they're beginning to be influenced externally without an internal motivation, then it's easy for them to be dissuaded and persuaded to go in a direction, and usually it's not a great direction. It's corrupt.
You know, and something about that on a personal level, a friend of mine, you know, her son was buying her all this expensive stuff. And I would be like, where's you getting that money from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just continued and continued. Because I said, the first thing I would do is be like, dude, where'd this money come from? You ain't
Wait.
Got no job. What's
Wait.
Going on?
Wait. but many times, you know, moms will see their sons doing things and they don't question them.
Yeah.
I have clients like that because I'm afraid of what they're going to say. I'm afraid they're going to get mad. Well, you know, it's in the Mama Said book. You can get mad and we know what the other part of it says. We can't say on the air.
Right.
It doesn't matter that you get mad.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you have a house basically trying to be built and moving forward without a foundation.
Right. But now the son's in jail and this happens all the time.
Yes.
But you knew, And you could have prevented this.
Could have prevented it.
Yeah.
And so it's that crying and, oh, but look what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he needs to come home the same time as you would a girl. He needs to pull his pants up above his behind, mm-hmm. as you would tell a girl to keep her dress down. Tell him to keep his penis in his pants.
Mm.
And so we've got to give the same kind of message. You don't need a baby at this age. You don't need to be sexually involved. And if that's what you decide, then protect yourself.
Right, right.
And so that whole thing about the power in the penis and nothing in the brain, what is it doing for us? And we begin to look at, for every male child that's murdered or that goes to jail, that's two kids that will never be born.
Yeah.
And so when we begin to look at the whole pipeline to prison starts at third grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had dads there, strong men there, and we look for role models. You know, the 100 black men are trying, but they're 100 black men. There's so many.
Right.
You know, they have their own family.
We need 100,000 black
men. We need 100,000 black
men. Right, right.
But if we can just get those strong fathers, mm-hmm. those male role models, those dads who are actually doing what God put them here to do, who are actually taking care of them. We're not asking you to be rich.
Right.
And one of the things that I always say, we put so much pressure on our men a lot of time. We want them to be standing up. We like, you need to stand up. Well, you can't stand up if you're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a job, if nobody ever taught you, if you don't have a place, you can't pay the rent. These sorts of things. What are we doing to actually empower our men? And I love it about Berean Christian Church is that Pastor Lee always makes sure that the men empowered. That's one of the reasons I joined the church.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
looking for a man,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
that would have been fine. But to basically see the strong men that are there in the presence and what he does to empower our men and to just say to them, hey, look at who we have here. Because if we have that spiritual connection, we have emotional, psychological, and men that can go in there, we need these men to be role models for not only their own sons, but other men.
Yeah, yeah. We see a lot of older men who've never been fathered. And so that's a tough place to be in, as to be an yeah. older man, and then you don't want anybody to father you at this point.
Right, right. You don't want anybody to father you. But it's never too late.
No,
it's never too late. You know, in the Bible, it just tells you the little children should be able to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother used to say, no matter how old you get, you're never too old to learn.
Yes.
And I think that we have got to begin to help our men to be able to see that most certainly that house without fatherhood affects boys moving into manhood.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, even certain things my son would say to me about his body and when they were young, and I'd be like, you know what? I have no clue because I'm not a man.
Right, right.
I can look it up. I said, but let me call your uncle.
Right.
Let me call my friend over here, and I would have them come over and have that conversation with them, because I'm not a man.
Right.
I can't tell him anything about his body and
That's
what
right.
it does and is it supposed to be doing that and all. I don't know.
That's right. That's right. The other thing, Twanda, you know, not only with the body, but how to be economically sound,
mm-hmm.
how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that household with that mother struggling every day, not only with that male child, but she probably has other children.
Yes.
And then mothers have got to stop having these babies by different men
mm.
because it's hard. Because when Joey's dad is coming to see him and Tommy's
yeah.
dad is not,
yeah.
and Betty's dad may come pick her up every now and then, and Jane's dad sees her once a year, she has to begin to take some responsibility. But when that boy child sees that mother struggling, there's something that plays on his psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's telling himself, he's hurting on the inside. I don't want to see mama struggle. So if I can't work and I can't do it legally, I'm going to find something illegally to do, and I'm going to do whatever I need. So then he puts himself in the predicament in trying to supplant that's missing from that dad that should be there helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And so mom is needing the help, and there she goes silent. Mom's the word. She doesn't say anything. And as you said, then we see her on TV, and she's crying. He was such a good boy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then where's dad?
Yeah.
Or it can be like Shaquille O'Neal, on the other hand,
mm.
when he gets to be that famous star, then dad wants to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know me then. Why you want to know me now?
You know, my son, my baby boy said that. I asked him when he was a teenager, I believe. I said, do you want us to look for your dad? You know, because he's a drug addict. And because we often would say, we're wondering if he's dead or if he's alive. And he sat me down one day. He said, Mom, you know, we really don't know what he's into and what kind of drama he's got and
right.
going on in his life. She said, do you really want to just open that can of worms? Because it might
right.
be a can of worms, you know.
Right.
And so we prayed about it and everything. And I said it was his choice.
you know, I find, Twanda, that girls generally want to find that connection, who their dad mm-hmm. is. And boys, along on the inside, they want that connection also. It makes a difference. But my thing is, if it's not a healthy situation,
yeah.
and if people are not in the right frame of mind, we don't want further damage being done. Mm-hmm. It would be the same as a mother. If a mother's not there and we have to go out there, and
right.
like you said, he was a drug addict. So what role could he actually, what healthy, positive, mm-hmm. Great role could he play in the lives of your boys? None.
Absolutely.
And so either you're an asset or a liability. And it doesn't mean from a financial perspective, and our men have got to stop thinking all she wants is the money. She mm-hmm, needs the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It costs millions to raise a child from that baby to an adult, and boys and, you know, the things that they're doing, and if they're into sports, they're into athletics and stuff like that, we've got to begin to look at what is it going to take so that that boy can grow up healthy and strong, because what we have a recurring pattern of sometimes selfishness, and a lot of it they don't know. And we have that recurring pattern of fear
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
in a lot of our males.
Yes.
Our boys fear of being on their own. And so a scared person sometimes can be a dangerous person. And so anytime they believe that they have to pack a weapon or that they have to break in somebody's house, and they do it without fear, and sometimes they're fearful, but they do it because they want to follow the crowd.
Yeah.
They're looking for that sense of belongingness. They just want to belong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they just
mm-hmm.
want to belong to a family. They just want someone to tell them they're okay. You know, when I was a dean in the high school, give me a boy any day, because those girls are going to try to stand toe-to-toe to you. But all you got to do is tell that boy, boy, I will break your arm. You better get over here.
Mm-hmm.
I was somewhere the other day, and this young man, I was at graduation Saturday, and congratulations to Towers, and Saturday before last, mm-hmm. Towers, and Rita Ann High School. Young man, I didn't know him. He passed by me, pants all behind. I said, you know what, I'm not interested in seeing your underwear. Those are some nice pants. He got to pulling them up. And if we just say something to them.
Yes, yes. Usually they will pull them up.
They will pull them up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if nobody says anything, everybody's scared, it's just not going to happen.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to afford boys an opportunity to learn how to treat females, to learn how to treat themselves, to find respect for themselves.
Yes.
And respect for themselves mean I don't have to walk around holding my crotch. I don't have to walk around with my pants sagging. I don't need a gun to identify who I am.
Mm-hmm,
I don't have to be with a negative gang, because all gangs are not negative. You can have some positive.
Positive
a club
friends, right.
Mm-hmm. is a gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who hang together have the same thing in common. But generally, they're going towards boys who are just like them, who don't know any better than them, who don't have the ingredients for life, for today, tomorrow, any other time, who are also seeking the same thing. So when you have helpless helping helpless and not given any hope, then you're going to have people in hopeless situations. And when you know with no hope, then you're going to have other bad things taking place.
Absolutely. So, Doc, talk about for moms out there who are raising boys, who are raising sons and daughters without the father in the home. What should we be doing to make sure that everybody has the best and most positive upbringing and a success, a road to success?
Well, most certainly mothers can hold boys accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to teach them first. Teach them the best you can, but hold them accountable for their actions. Don't make excuses for them. Don't let them just lay around and do anything. The other, not do anything and not have a positive direction in life.
Mm-hmm.
They should not be staying in your house. They should not be not working, going to school. At least be involved in something.
Right.
The other thing is to find a positive role model. Get them involved in sports. Get them involved, and not just sports. There's music. There's art. But check and see who they're dealing with. Know, yeah, that's girls or boys, but they
yes.
need to especially know the friends
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know their parents. Get to know where they're going. And they need to have a curfew. And when they have a curfew, you need to let me know where you're going. You need to let me know what you're doing. You are not grown. You're not on your own. You're going to want a loan. But until you leave home, you got to do as I say. Okay? And so they need to check and find out who are the friends. Who are the friends' parents? And don't come to me with nicknames. That's girls and boys.
Yeah.
But they need to say, no, I need to know. Pookie, Boobop.
Right.
Let me call. Get some telephone
untraceable,
numbers.
Yeah. Booby and all them untraceable.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So not only the friends of the parents, not only holding them accountable, but they also need to be able to find that strong, positive male role model. You know, if they're involved in some activities, they should always be involved in activity.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what is their passion. What is their passion?
Yes.
You know, what do they really, really like doing? You know, one of the things that we're doing in DeKalb County School District, and I've said to the superintendent, is that we've got to look, and we have the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, math, but it's more than that. What about the arts?
Yes.
Because everybody learns differently.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our boys are interested in music. You know, years ago, Twanda, they cut the budgets in the state across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Music and art was the first thing they took out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our kids can draw so well. They can sing.
So talented.
Talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just being a rapper, but it's playing instruments, learning to read music.
Yes.
What is their passion? Get them involved mm-hmm. in activities and have it on a consistent, regular basis. What about soccer? It's not just about basketball, baseball, and football.
Football, right.
Mm-hmm. Because when we look at how many are actually going to be recruited into the major leagues.
Right.
They go overseas in different places mm-hmm. and recruit rather than come here, and most of them are not African-American that they're recruiting. So if we hold them accountable, have positive, strong male role models, and people who look like them,
mm-hmm.
and you can have it, it can be of the other persuasion, but many times they need someone who looks like them also.
Yes.
Okay? And it's going to the 100 Black Men's, other different organizations. What can they do to help? You may have them right there in the family.
That's right.
What about the uncle? What about the brother-in-law? Now, you got to check people out, too.
Even if they're family.
Even if they're family.
Yeah. One of my sons, he started smoking weed with his cousins. So,
wow.
You know, it's not like it's got to be somebody outside your family.
That's right. That's yeah. right. And we have a lot of our men have turned the wrong way. And they're, you know, we want to make sure that they're not molesting children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had them in families. I knew of a family, and the woman didn't have a father for her sister. They grew up without a father, so she figured her husband could help. And at the same time, he was molesting.
Mm.
There are too many women out here, men, for you to have to bother a child. It's never that way. You need to be there, be strong for them, but be strong for that mother. Be able to direct them. And there's nothing wrong with correcting it. So not only direct, but to correct
right,
that child.
Right.
And be able to say, no, hold on a minute. Let me talk with you, a mm-hmm, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 2 hours a week, 4 hours a week, that you can spend with a positive Black male role model, that will make a difference. The church.
Yes.
You know, we've mm-hmm. got to hold the church accountable. The church is always been the base and the basis of everything. So the churches have to begin to come out of their big clouds and stop trying to be mega and get down to the bottom and begin to see that there's a micro of the macro. And until you deal with the micro, the mega can't come to where it needs to be.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. Doc, thank you so much for talking about this subject, about fathers and, you know, how it affects boys moving into manhood. Tell everybody about the Mama Said book.
Mama Said book is out, Twanda, and we're planning to have a signing.
Mm-hmm.
We will most certainly let everyone know, and we know it has 7 chapters. It's not only the sayings, it's the things that your mama said, hilarious, eye-opening, things that mama said that you didn't want to hear before,
oh,
and
yeah.
now you realize that mama did have all the answers
mm-hmm.
after a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 7 chapters. I look at discipline. I look at relationships. I look at the look. I look at things that mama said about gossiping. You know, mama could talk about people and throw dots, and people didn't know what was going on. But not only are there the sayings, it's the interpretation of
yes,
every saying.
Yes.
And it's also an introduction to each chapter where I talk about relationships, talk about discipline, talk
mm-hmm.
about all those things. And yours truly did the forward in the Mama Said book.
Which is interesting.
Yes, Ms. Twanda Black. And so she talks about her upbringing and her grandmother
yes.
and being in Florida and things like that. It's a wonderful book. And my next door neighbor is a male. And men are enjoying it just as much and even more so. I can't see this man unless he's talking about that book.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
that's
read
awesome.
Over 3/4 of it. His wife said he'll be in the bathroom anywhere, and he's hollering out, did you hear about this one? What about this one? So every time I see him coming in and out, he has a saying. So it's not just for women. It's for men. It's for families. It's bringing people together,
yeah.
connecting people, and it's a great book. Fathers, even though Father's Day, men, you can still have it, and it's something that you can get to help remember your mom.
You know, I really think that people really just it makes them have great memories of growing up with mama, big mama,
yes, yes.
aunties, and all that. And that's how it kind of brings everybody together. Can they go to your website to order that?
They can go to my website. They can call me and give the information as to where they want to go. They can go to Book Logix, BookLogix
mm-hmm.
com, and that's the publisher, and they can send it directly from there also. And so if they're interested, most certainly, but we will let them know once we arrange for this big book signing.
The book signing, yes, yes, yes. Dr. Joyce, tell folks how they can reach you.
Tawana, they can go to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com. Or they can call me at 770-808-6570. 770-808-6570.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joyce Morley. We'll talk to you next month.